Vince Petrakis was proud when his young adult son left their New Orleans home to chase his dreams.
He was a very creative individual, a very intelligent individual. He wanted to be Steven Spielberg, writer, producer, and director. He went out to California.
But soon, the reports coming back from his son were veering badly off script. There was a breakup with his girlfriend, and he had trouble keeping a job. During one phone call, he'd sound depressed and almost manic during the next. Eventually, his son was hospitalized. He was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and he started getting treatment. But Petrakis realized he needed help too.
When this occurs in a family, it's not just the individual having the illness, but the whole family is affected by that. If you don't have the answers, you go to a location that you can seek answers. And NAMI was that bright light at the end of the tunnel for me.
NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and the New Orleans affiliate is part of a network of organizations across the country that support adults with bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and other serious conditions. Critically, NAMI helps their families, too.
The biggest resource that a person with mental illness has is their family.
That's Lisa Rombach, executive director of NAMI in New Orleans, which last year served about 1,000 individuals and 180 families. She says family members are instrumental in detecting signs of mental illness and helping their loved ones find help. But even for the most committed family, this can be a rough road. Treatment often entails a complex cocktail of medications, 6, 8, 10 different pills taken several times a day, and they can carry serious side effects like major weight gain. It can be hard to keep someone on track, and thanks to the social stigma that persists around mental illness, Rombach says individuals and families may be dealing with an illness for years before seeking help.
So by the time a family member gets to us, they have really been through the ringer. They've been to hospitals. They've maybe helped their family member get out of jail. They are really worn out. And so what we try to provide is the support that the family needs to kind of stay the course.
NAMI does this by connecting families to medical specialists, social workers, and one-on-one counseling. The group has produced a comprehensive resource guide with help from recognizing symptoms to understanding patients' rights. And NAMI taps the power of families facing similar issues to help and learn from one another. There's a 12-week education program led by trained family caregivers and ongoing support group meetings to share stories, ask questions, and gather strength. For Petrakis, this sort of help is making all the difference.
You feel as though this is something unique that's happening to you that you cannot understand. But when you are sitting with a group of other individuals, you realize that, yes, I am not alone. Many other people are experiencing the same situations that I am. To me, they're very traumatic. And the families are affected traumatically because of this. But you're not alone.
Learn more about NAMI at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.